phone.
It should be something fun. Something that everyone knows. Something that's... You know?
So do you have your suggestion?
Just do a Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, that could work.
That
could work. That's the first line.
Yes, but I don't know that song.
Wait, actually...
Is this the real life? Or is it fantasy? Is it
do escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and
Mamma mia, mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beat by the as a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
Don't do this to me, baby. Just gotta get out. Just gotta get right out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters to me.
Slay, Diva. Thank you for listening to Cat Girl Virus. See you tomorrow.
Yay! Meow. Meow. Meow.
What is up, team? My name is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We started with Barbie Dreams by 5050 from the Barbie the album from the movie. A little bit of a late start today, but that's okay. We have some great songs in the queue. So as per my last show, we did boy group music. This time, we are, of course, doing girl group music. And I did promise you some Christmas music. We'll get to that at the end. Don't even worry. We actually have a request for today's show. Shout out to my uncle. So that will be later on. Yeah, let's get excited. I think I can really fit it in. We lost some minutes, but I think we can do it. Our next song is going to be Eve Psyche and the Bluebeard's Wife. By Le Sserafim, which is a banger. And then after that, we're going to do Teddy Bear by Stacey. Teddy Bear by Stacey, I believe, is a new release. I've come across it recently, and I've really been loving it. Le Sserafim always eats up with these just absolute bangers. Like, they're really doing it like no one else in this particular genre. I don't even know if you could call it its own genre, but we're going to get into it. Without further ado, Le Sserafim.
I'm a mess, 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 무엇보다 감정 따윈다 시도 시도 난 인형이 아니야 찡그린데도 그것도 나야
So that was Teddy Bear by Stacey. I can't remember if I mentioned this before, but this is in fact my last show for the semester. Crazy. We've had a great semester. We've done some great work on this show. I will be back next semester, hopefully with a better time slot, fingers crossed. And you might be wondering, oh, Jenny, how you been doing recently? Finals, you know, how you been doing? Great question. I finished my review boards today. Did them all in one day, which maybe was not the best idea. I am suffering the repercussions of that. I did take a fat nap before I came here. It was struggle bus coming here. I'm not gonna, like, I was driving that struggle bus over here, waking up after that nap. Our next two songs are gonna be, okay, these are good ones. Okay, as if I didn't put this playlist together earlier today. So we're gonna have Secret Story of the Swan by Eyes One. Okay, here's the thing about Eyes One. So there's this show called Produce 101 where they produce idol groups, and it's like this big thing, and every other season they do girl groups, and then they alternate between making boy groups and girl groups. So the first group they made was 101, and that popped off. Like, 101 popped off. And then after that they did IOI, which also popped off. And then they did another, maybe IOI was first, because they're supposed to alternate. But either way, Eyes One is from that show. Must have been IOI first. But let me tell you, it's tragic, because they only get, so it's like trainees from a bunch of different companies come together, they compete, they only get, if they win, like, there's like a lot of members, there's like, I don't know how many, but a lot of members, and then they win the show, they become a group, and they're a group for about a year. And then typically what happens is that fans get too attached, so they extend the contract to like a year and a half. But then they disband, the members go their different ways. And like, the idea is that the members themselves get popular, so they can go back to their companies and start other groups and make those groups popular too, is the idea. Does that always happen? No. It's kind of like 50-50 success rate for the trainees that leave the group after, which is kind of an L. Also, if you've been keeping up with the scandals, a year or two ago at this point, the producers of Produce 101 were caught taking bribes and rigging the votes, because there's like an element of judging from like actual judges and then audience voting. They're rigging the entire thing since the first season. And at that point when that news broke, they had just debuted their newest boy group. Speaking of which, youngest member was like 10. But they had just debuted their newest group, and they literally had to disband them because the producers went to jail. The producers of the show went to jail, or something like that. You didn't hear, allegedly, I think. I'm pretty sure they went to jail, though. But Eyes One, to return back to the point, they make really great songs, and they all sound like this song. So I picked the one that sounds the most, like the most of this sound, you know? And for me, that's Secret Story of the Swan. Actually, one of the members from Eyes One is in Le Sserafim. So it's very much like she has had like 16 million different careers, though. So shout out to her. She was a professional wrestler in Japan at one point. Fun fact. And then Megustas 2 by G-Friend is the song after that. And this is like, it's kind of a dying breed of K-pop song. It's often referred to as like youth group, girl group song, or like Christian girls music, because it's very like they're all wearing like white pleated skirts and dancing in a field together, and like it's all pastel and fun. You'll definitely hear it when we start listening to it, but this I feel like is the epitome of that. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do for these next two. Let's get into it. Tell me to let minutes. So that was G-Friend. And actually, coincidentally, we have an... Well, it's not a coincidence, I guess. But we have another G-Friend track later on. And I'm going to do something unheard of for my show. And I'm going to play four songs, a block of four songs, and then talk after the four songs. I know, it's kind of fresh. But our next song is going to be New Jeans by New Jeans. Requested by Uncle Frank. Shout out to Uncle Frank. He really wanted to hear some New Jeans, and he was really right for that. This new album, well, is it still considered new? I guess so. It's still new. The second EP, Get Up, is really good. All the songs are, like, so short, though. Like, New Jeans, it's literally 1 minute and 49 seconds, and there's one on there that's even shorter. And they're so good. I was like, guys, can you spare a dime? Like, I'm on the streets begging for more New Jeans. Yeah, so I was actually surprised by the amount of New Jeans in my Spotify rep this year. It was like a lot. I don't tend to like watch their performances really, because I get kind of squicked by the fact that they're like younger than me. But their songs are just so good. So I listen to the songs, all of them. So that's going to be, we're going to listen to New Jeans, and then, ooh, okay. Just talked about IZ*ONE. Another member of IZ*ONE who struck out and went solo. So kudos to her. Jo Yuri. I love her voice. It's like very distinctive. And this song, Glassy, is like the perfect song for her voice. Like it's just like spot on. I really recommend listening to her other songs. They're really fun. I was like, I listened to this song like nonstop at the beginning of this year, so made it onto my Spotify Wrapped, of course. And then after that, we'll have Mago by G-Friend. This unfortunately was their breakup song, because the disbandment song. Because basically, what happened is G-Friend was doing a lot of this Christian girl music for like a long time. Like this is the only kind of stuff they released. Doesn't mean it's not good. Every single one is a hit. Fingertip, like. Get into it, guys. You gotta get into it. And they had this whole big thing going. And then the company that they're under, Source Music, got absorbed, bought by HYBE, who, again, you know, do we remember from last time? BTS, Big Hit, all this stuff, you know? So HYBE bought Source Music. And I think something happened in that transaction. I don't know what it was. But G-Friend released this song, and it was like a big deal because they were like really going in a different direction. Because the song before this was Apple. Oh, Apple is really good, guys. Apple is really good. I would highly recommend. But that was a little bit like more darker and mature than what they usually do. And people were like, oh my gosh, we're taking G-Friend in a new direction. So excited. And then they released Mago, which is like, ooh, like a little retro vibe, and it was so good. You'll hear it. And but then they were like, oh, by the way, we're disbanding, and everyone was in tatters. Half of the group has re-debuted as Vivies. Check them out. They're also really good. And then the last song in this block will be Heroine. Why can I not read this word all of a sudden? You know what I mean? Like the female version of Hero by Sunmi. This is one of my favorite Sunmi songs. I think I'm just going to leave it at that, honestly. It's like really good. Let's get into it. Okay. New Jeans by New Jeans.
Look, it's a new me, switched it up, who's this, stood up. So bright, 좋아 모든 빛을 쏟아내는 아이아이아이 The show must go. That was Sunmi. Fun fact, if you ever watch that music video, there's a part at the end, like at the very end, when she falls and gets back up as it's like, the show must go on. She actually tripped. And they, because she's so good at being professional and keeping it going, they decided to keep it in. we're going to be moving... Oh my god, paper ASMR? We're going to be moving on to our Christmas song section. I originally had three, but I've decided to cut it down to two. Christmas songs by, you'll never guess, boy groups, where they like release Christmas songs. It's, I don't know how to tell you. There's like, you know what? Let's actually read our PSA first so I don't forget about that. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there are plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message from the public a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I say this while looking my naked camera in the eye. But to be fair, I use mine for Zoom school meetings. Guys, should I become an ASMR radio station? Ooh. That's kind of nice. Okay. Let's get into it. So let's talk about this Christmas song situation. Because basically what happens is around the holidays, groups will do this thing called Season's Greetings. Well, they'll release not music, but essentially a photo book. And usually, like, maybe, like, a calendar of just, like, seasonal photos of them, like, in snow or in winter clothes or something. And that kind of was started, I think, by EXO. They really, really capitalized on the winter market. This song I took out is actually The First Snow by EXO, which every time it snows for the first time in Korea, she tops the charts. Like, it doesn't matter. She always tops the charts. And they released an album called The Miracles in December, and they ate up the winter market for a very long time. They released not only Christmas songs, but also like songs that were just so winter themed and around the holidays, it was hard to avoid. So they really pioneered this avenue of K-pop Christmas songs. So the two I'm going to be playing are Winter Falls by Stray Kids and Christmassy by The Boys. Yes, that is the name of the group, The Boys, with a Z at the end. So let's talk about this Winter Falls situation. So Winter Falls is off of the EP Christmas Evil. Evil is spelled as in Christmas Eve with an L at the end. And this was Stray Kids' first winter, like, themed holiday release. I think they did pretty good because the title track very much fits in with like average Stray Kids music. But Winter Falls, they eat up like a good, it's like ballad adjacent. It's like, for them, I think it would be considered a ballad. They're usually like very intense noise music kind of guys. But which is actually honestly very impressive, I feel like, because back in ye olden times, probably like 2019, they had a scandal where they lost their main vocal, and he was really good. So I hope he's doing okay. But they had to really reshuffle after that in terms of like who would take the intense singing parts. And interestingly enough, Stray Kids has like a core group of rappers, a subunit called Three Racha, based on Sriracha. Yeah, which is Chan, Jisung, I guess Chan, Han, and Changbin. And they like write a lot of the songs, they do a lot of rapping, they were rapping and doing music before they started doing this group, and the group kind of formed around them. And they do most of the rapping. Han is actually my favorite in the group, so shout out to him. He is actually the one that took on a lot of the singing, especially early on. Which I was not expecting, but obviously I loved it. I was a big fan. I don't listen to Stray Kids as much anymore, just because I feel like I got into Stray Kids at a very, like,
formative time for them when they were hitting like the 2017, 2018 sound like right on the head, and I was really loving it. But as in recent years, they've kind of deviated, in as most groups do, from like that sound. I just don't like it as much. But hey, no shade. No tea, no shade. And then Christmas Eve by the Boys. This is like the most parasocial music video I've ever seen in my life. Topped, well, second. I don't even know if it's second to. I would say close second is Broken Melodies by NCT Dream, or the whole song is about like you being in a long distance relationship with NCT Dream. So it's like, because the song is about being like far away from someone you're in love with, whatever, whatever. But like the whole music video is about like them interacting with like international fans. I was like, wow, that's pretty parasocial. But this one, the music video is like they're in high school and they're asking you to a dance, I think is the music video. I haven't watched it in a while. But the song is really good. I do have a playlist of Christmas music. I did pick the best ones off of that. There is also a song called Five Christmas Languages by Jamie that I would really recommend. She's a solo artist. She initially went by Jimin, which is her Korean name. But perhaps for obvious reasons, she changed it to Jamie. She was under JYP? Question mark? I don't know who she was under. But she was like, she trained for a while, was friends with all the JYP people, so I assume she was under JYP. She is now, I think, in Jay Park's company. Higher Music? I have no clue if that's true. But that song is really good. So get into that. Let's see, what else do I have to talk about? That's kind of the debrief on the Christmas music. I feel like I have really not been getting into the Christmas music this year. It's practically Christmas already, and I've barely been scratching the surface, so I really need to start grinding on that. I need to start working on that. I saw this TikTok where they were like doing this challenge where you have to be the last person to hear the Wham Christmas song. Was it Last Christmas? And like all their friends do this challenge where they have to avoid listening to the song until Christmas. And I was like, I don't even know how that would be possible. I've already heard it like 16 million times. I love that song. Maybe I should have just played that. But no, we're sticking to the theme. And in terms of next semester, in case you're wondering, you're like, Janie, surely you've played every K-pop song ever to exist. Wrong. I will be back at it again, playing more only K-pop. Get excited for that. Oh, also, I wanted to mention some close cuts from the playlist. If you want to hear more, like Mago from GFriend, I would really recommend La Di Da by Everglow, because they came out around the same time, because 2020 was very much the, like, retro renaissance in K-pop. So there was a lot of, like, 80s-themed songs, and then we moved into 90s themed, and then we're doing early 2000s, and now we're kind of like back. I don't even know where we are right now, but it was like a very intense retrofit, and I feel like La Di Da kind of ended the game. Like, no one could really top that, so they kind of stopped doing it. So if you want more of that, really check that out. Let's see, do I have anything else to say on this topic? Wait, guys, do I have anything else to say? Like, this, I've had a great time doing this radio show. Thank you to all my loyal listeners. You guys are the best. I think I'll leave you two with these songs. But, dang, maybe I should have thought of more things to talk about. I guess I could have played that third. Well, okay, now it's too late to play the third song. But just imagine it. There's also EXO on one of their music. December, oh gosh, one of their winter albums is called Sing For You. Like, that's like the title track off of it, and I would really recommend that. That one's really good. Shout out to EXO, they really did the most around winter time. So I have like, I think I can spare a few more seconds. I really cut it close. Let's see, is there anything else I need to talk about? I talked about how my day was. I, of course, mentioned my Spotify Wrapped, as per usual. I do have a lot of, like, playlists that I made just in case. One of which was ranking BTS solos. And
Count yourself lucky I never got into that, okay? Because otherwise we would have been here. It would have taken me literally 3 episodes to get through. But maybe that's a next semester thing. And when you look at the time, let's get into those winter songs. Thank you so much to all of my listeners. You guys are the best. This is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you have a good night and a wonderful break and beautiful holidays. Let's get into it.
Whoa. 시간이 또 흐른 걸까 나만 빼고 모두 변했다 아프도록 외로워진다 아직 널 그리워하는 난 여전히 그때 그 자리에 남아 추억을 모두 모아 눈을 감고 떠올려본다 해가 짧아져 밤이 더 길어 시린 맘 위에 허름 같은 게 녹았네 얼었다 녹기를 반복하다 보니 미려 따위의 온기를 잃어버렸지 그래 We all like movie 막힐 듯한 숨이 그 옛날 얘기에 어색하게 다시 몸부림 어쩔 수 없대 하면서도 니은 적에 멈춰 하다 보니까 생각나
Winter falls 떨어진 내 눈이 그 어떤 것보다 깨끗하게 falls 아직 내게 남은 내 모든 걸 다 지워볼게 I love you love you love you 너도 그랬던 love you love you love you 다시 falls 떨어진 내 눈이 떨어진 내 눈이 Winter I'll be okay 이젠 됐잖아 상관없어 go away
기억 속에 너를 찾는다 그 손잡고 그때 걸어가 따뜻했던 겨울이었다 그땐 전부 아름다웠다 조용한 하늘 아래 숨어 맘을 모두 비워 그댈 있는 것보다 밀어내는 게 남아 쉬워 그래 그대가 그리운 건지 그대가 그리운 건지 도무지 알 수 없는 나의 이름 모를 미련들이 괜히 센 척을 해봐도 나만 우습게 돼 사계절이 몇 번 지나야 괜찮아질까 해 아프기만 하겠구나 추억을 찾아도 나만 초라해지고
생초만 남아 Winter falls 떨어진다 눈이 그 어떤 것보다 깨끗하게 falls 아직 내게 남은 지워볼게 I love you love you love you 너도 그랬던 love you love you love you 다시 falls 떨어진다 눈이 떨어진다 우린
긴 꿈을 꾸다 일어난 것 같아 눈이 내리고 시간은 멀어진다 널 품고 있던 계절이 다시 올까 이젠 보내야 하는데 힘이 든다
Winter falls 떨어진다 눈이 어떤 것보다 깨끗하게 falls 아직 내게 남은 내 모든 걸 다 지워볼게 I love you love you love you love you
제한 this year 하지만 자꾸 늘어만 가는 wishlist 오늘 너에게 꼭 전해줄 message 걸음을 저쪽에서 lay honestly 이끌 때 먼저 서 난 miss the mixtape 두근대며 기다린 Tristan의 kisses don't hold back 꿈에도 했던 그 go back 이젠 알지 너였던 girl
Babe do you remember 아침 좀 만남 그딴 힘을 Every December 매일 너 하나로 끝없이 이어진 Christmas 울려 퍼진 캐롤도 거리의 불빛도 나를 설레게 하지만 baby tonight 밝아진 듯한 볼로 날 바라볼 때면 It's a Christmas Eve 난 너 때문이다 함께 있는 것만으로 It feels right Christmas on and on It feels right Christmas on and on Christmas on and on 유난히 예쁘게 빛으로 물든 거리 소란스런 사람들 쏟아지는 한방은 그 위로 너와 닿아 발짝 옆에 날 발짝 웃게 꽃마치 Deja vu 내게 끝없이 반복되는 days like you 특별한 하루였는데 그 하루가 너만 남 뒤로 like everyday Baby, baby, do you remember